ConsultWebs is proud to present A Lawsome Christmas Carol. Once upon a time, not long ago it seems, the story you're about to hear was repeated in your dreams. You've heard it all before, you'll hear it once again, but this time, instead of hearing it, just sit back and listen.
Would you look at that? And on Christmas Eve.
Look at what?
Down there, on Earth. See our lawyer friend Mike Whalen down there?
Hey, look, there are a ton of guys that look exactly like him. Can you be more specific? Alright, I can see now. But you have to warn me before you teleport us again.
Look, we may have to intervene here. Paul, being a guardian marketing angel to lawyers is an important job. Let's hover outside this window and listen in. Seems like Mike, Aaron, and Jess are closing up their law firm for the night. It's pretty late for Christmas Eve.
Of the work we've done here on the Smith matter. And when we come back to the firm after having tomorrow off, we can talk about the client survey results.
The do what now?
Are you even listening? The survey results are back from the clients. It's pretty fascinating. I shared it on the marketing dashboard.
Oh yeah, no, I heard that. What was the first thing you said?
I'm proud of our work.
After that?
Having tomorrow off?
There it is! Aaron, Jess, friends, I'm looking at all of these timesheets. They need to get logged. Intakes need to be filed. We are the only firm that handles Christmas tree-related torts. As you might imagine, they spike dramatically tomorrow. Who will help these people, if not us?
Mike, it's Christmas. Besides, we put all this into the calendaring software, remember?
Yeah, the software look, I don't check the calendar software. I don't want to log onto a dashboard for client surveys. I don't need to listen to what my clients say about the law firm experience. What do they know? They don't know anything about running a business. You know, Henry Ford used to always say,
if he'd asked the public what they wanted, they would have said faster horses.
That's exactly right. Look, this is a law firm, okay? This is about expertise. We're not a marketing company. We're not a service center, some kind of law dealership. When David was here, we answered to no one. We ran this law firm with an iron fist. We did legal work and nothing else.
But can't you see? The clients have moved on with tech and we have to move with them.
Humbug tech. Look, the law firm, it's being eroded. All this tech and the apps and the portals and the facey spacey and the marketing companies and the consult webs with their buttons. Look, I would rather be a cog in a respectable machine than a mouse constantly nibbling at every stupid opportunity that comes across the road.
Okay, so we're done here for tonight then? Oops.
Yeah, I guess so. Look, let's get out of here. You guys go ahead. I'll stay behind and I'll set the alarm. But listen, because I'm feeling so magnanimous tomorrow, let's just do a half day, okay?
Great.
Oof, what a piece of work.
You know what? It's not uncommon. What's more amazing, he's a tremendously good attorney. He just feels unattached to what's going on. Not sure how he fits into the future.
Yeah. Hey, he's coming home from Wahoo's Fish Tacos now. Let's check back in with him.
I don't know why they're celebrating German Mardi Gras here, but those sauerkraut fish sausage tacos were really good. Better going down than coming out, though. Look, I gotta go lay down and get some sleep. I should probably not sleep horizontally, or I might choke on my vomit again.
Ugh.
Well, that's gross, but that's it? Is there no character development here?
Watch.
Uh-huh.
don't you ladies do for beads?
Mike. Mike. Wake up. It's your old partner, David Kempstead. Mike!
Gesundheit! Oh, I'm up. Who's there? Dave? Dave? Is that you?
It is. And I've come to you at your most desperate hour.
Oh, you are so right. Those tacos are sitting heavy.
Not that, you fool. This isn't about tacos. This is about the law firm. You are walking down a dark path in your career that you might not be able to return from. I'm here to tell you that client service is your practice.
Okay. Is that it?
You will be visited by three ghosts, the spirits of the law firm. If you listen to them and heed their advice, there may be time to save your practice. Listen to them, as I should have in my life.
Oh, but you were the best, Dave. You listened to no one. You were so successful in business.
And kindness should have been my business. Service, listening to clients. Listen to the spirits, Mike. Listen to them or be doomed. And like more doomed than those tacos can get you, which is pretty doomed. Anyway, listen, Mike. Listen.
Oh, man. I am never going to Wahoo's Fish Tacos again. No. Well-meaning hallucinations from dead partners about client experience after talking to my associates about that, that's a little on the nose. Must be the tacos. I'm going back to sleep.
Are all of our interventions that ineffective?
Hold on. We're just getting warmed up here. Let's see how he handles the first spirit, the ghost of law firm's past, Jared Correa.
All right, where is this? I can't find this handle. I should have probably had less blackberry brandy before I came over here, but now I'm pot committed. Kind of see-through. Am I even at the right house? Okay, that seems like it's a door handle. Okay. Mike! Hey, Mike!
Huh? What? What?
Hey, Mike, wake up, man. It's like 3 a.m. I know I'm early, but I'm here to haunt you.
Great. Look, it's nice to meet you, but I gotta go back to sleep.
Wow, man, you've got it pretty bad, huh? Well, here's the good thing. You get to take a back seat here when we're driving, so we're gonna do this right now. Let me just touch your arm. And
yeah,
we're back in the early 90s. This is my time, man.
My old law firm. Oh, man, this is beautiful. Look at this. All these books. Canadian giant Brian Adams playing in the background. I had hair. Oh, these were the good days. We were so much better back then.
Yeah, this Brian Adams tape is dope. I'm a big Brian Adams fan, but I digress. Do you really think it's that great? The 90s law firm? You used a bundled AOL email address for all your client communications. You remember that?
Well, yeah, but the bar never complained. Look, we delivered good law to clients in the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, after you called them back 2 weeks later.
All right, but I got rid of those finger dial phone things with the turning in the wheel before Y2K, huh? That was a disaster waiting to happen. We future-proofed according to our clients' demands. It got us nowhere. Our secret was that we focused on work product first, okay? We were not chasing clients. Our buildings were solid and big with the marble and the shiny. Clients had to seek us out. And they respected the law firm because we respected ourselves enough to not do anything they asked for, huh? That was what mattered.
So, this ghost thing, just so you know, is pro bono. I'm not getting paid for this, so I'm almost out of here. But you can take these learnings or not. But here's what I have to tell you. My deal here is that I want to show you how back-ass things used to be for clients, and how improving tech and legal services in the way you did it back here actually slowed your whole firm down because you were so ham-fisted about it. There's no golden age of law firms, Mike. Only the never-ending opportunity to get it right today at your firm for your clients. Hold on, my mom is calling me on my flip phone. Okay, she just wanted to text me about what she's making for dinner tonight. Go ahead.
Or let's get back to the premise. What if you're not a ghost? What if you're just another taco-induced hallucination stuck in my head, huh?
How about that? Whoa!
Okay, look. If there's gonna be more ghosts, can we just get it out of the way now, okay?
I don't like waiting for things.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Scary cat.
You make your associates wait for your responses, sometimes as long as 4 days. Ghost of Law Firms present, how you doing?
I'm good. But look, it takes me a while to respond to my annoying associates because I'm thinking, okay, about things. It takes me a while, you know, sometimes to get to the appropriate email response to say it nicely enough for these hippy-dippy millennials, okay?
That's bullshit. You could send them a Slack message. You could send a quick response outlining when to expect a response. You could call them, text them, go to their desk and use your face. They are so ready to adapt and learn how to grow and...
I get it. What is your point?
That the law firm of today isn't about tech, it's about people. And if we don't get this right, right now, things are going to get worse. Come with me. I want to show you something that's happening across America. So we're in northern Wisconsin. We're in the middle of something called a legal desert. There isn't a lawyer within 100 miles.
Some would say that's a blessing. Look, what's this got to do with me again, scary cat? I'm not solving the access to justice problem tonight, okay?
Let's just zoom in so you can get a better picture. There isn't a lawyer around here, but there was up until just an hour ago. But her loan dried up, and she's had to pull the shingle down. And on Christmas Eve, Mike.
Oh, yeah, that is sad. Well, probably. She just wasn't a good enough lawyer, right? I mean, survival of the fittest. She couldn't do it by herself. Didn't have the tech?
Yeah, maybe you think that's why law firms collapse or succeed, but really it comes back to the people inside the law firm and the local networks and supportive structures that they create or disrupt. There are so many lawyers that are carving a path forward. Lawyers like your associates, Mike, armed with both mindsets and proper tech, and they need time and safe places to get it right. So other lawyers, like this poor ex-attorney here, can bring effective legal services to clients anywhere on the map and save her practice. Listen to your staff, Mike. Listen to their ideas. Listen, listen, listen.
Oh no, no more tinkering with the budgets to try some new software or dashboard or widgets. Aaron and Jess can make do with the tech they have. They call it Word perfect for a reason, okay? We have all that they need. Besides, I bet in the future, all these idiot lawyers are gonna still be chasing around these shiny tech things. They'll still be practicing and looking for the buttons to push. It's ridiculous.
Not quite. You see, in the future, Mike, there ain't no law firms. There's just iLaw.
iLaw, huh? Well, that sounds clean. Look, can you skip the part where you show me my grave? I've seen the movie, okay? I know how much polenta I eat. And secondly, you said that there were no law firms in the future? Huh? Where are the lawyers? What?
All the lawyers everywhere, all across the world, are all on iLaw.
What?
There are no law firms, Mike. You see, today I realized that lawyers were only experts in closed systems, and they couldn't operate within open ones. The crumbling efforts from the bars and failure of lawyers to adapt to tech competence in the 2020s led to a soft revolution. And great upsurge in investment money poured into legal into one company in particular. iLaw saw that attorneys were antiquated, clients wanted and needed help with legal services. Lawyers were unable to deliver, so seeing the massive amount of monetizable data and the weak protections, iLaw took over. State laws, federal law, the Supreme Court, the legislative branch, all of that is now done solely through iLaw.
But who does the substantive work of law, the hard stuff? Surely there must be some lawyers still.
Well, I guess, but they can only professionally engage through their iLaw account. Quick, it's easy. It's just reviewing a few decisions at the top and then e-signing it all. It's really brilliant. There's no need to hunt for work, drum up leads, mess with new tech. Lawyers in the future, they are tech. Cogs in a brilliant machine.
Oh.
Yeah, man, isn't this what you were looking for?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. But what about the access to justice gap thing, huh? How does iLaw handle that?
We're still working out the kinks there. If they can afford the app subscription and the legal utility tax, yeah, it's good for citizens. But with no Wi-Fi in most rural areas, still trying to roll out 12G, the issues kind of getting worse. But that's not really a lawyer's problem, is it?
Yeah. Hold on. Are law schools gone too, then?
No law schools, man. Now, to become a lawyer, or as we say, an iLaw technician, it's just a 6-week training course. All you have to do is pay $200,000 up front, and they teach you how to use the iLaw interface and database. Then you can select your practice area from the drop-down menu and get to work. Or you can use the iLaw AI and upgrade to represent clients in over 1,000 different practice areas at once, all across the globe.
Oh.
Progress, baby! Anyway, I gotta catch the next ethereal plane out of here. My parting thought is this. The law firm isn't just a place for legal work or a commodity to be sold or fixed with tech or a tribe of humans to be molded. It's all of those things. It's a microcosm. Protect it. Build it. Connect with others or risk losing it. And most important, listen, Mike. You gotta listen. You've got to listen. Listen. Listen.
Listen. Listen. Listen, Mike, are you even listening?
Huh? What?
Listen up, so we can get out of here. It's Christmas Eve. The results from our client survey are back. We should go over those tomorrow, right?
Yeah, sure. Tomorrow, yeah. Wait, no, not tomorrow. You guys, don't come in tomorrow, okay? It's Christmas. You should be enjoying the holiday with your families. I mean, what are we? iLawyers, right?
Huh?
Look, we're not just cogs in a machine, are we?
Yes, we aren't?
I'll tell you what. Look, let's take 2 days off, okay? And I'm bumping up your salaries. And we're going to time block some space next week to go over that client survey. And we'll have sizzlers, okay? And then you'll show me where the buttons are so I don't get in a confused rage when I have to pull up the calendaring dashboard.
Mike, this is fantastic news you're delivering.
Well, like I always say, Aaron, that's just it. It's all about delivery, right? Look, I was so mixed up, confusing my service to the law with service to clients. Being a firm isn't just about being experts. It's about delivering expertise to people. If we don't seek feedback, if we don't listen to our clients or staff or vendors or you guys, if we don't own and define the legal experience in our firm and use tech where it makes sense, then it could all be taken away. We'll be replaced by an app or a swipe. We'll just be a cog in a machine.
You sound hungry. He sounds hungry, doesn't he?
Jess! No! Well, yes, actually. No! Look, I think for the first time, I'm hearing you, and I'm not starving for sense in the chaos. Our work here at the law firm, it's our chance to connect in some way with humanity, right? And drive it into the future. It's not how our expertise serves us and feeds us. It's about how we can help other people with our expertise. And maybe that's the future of the law firm. Or maybe it's just the tacos talking.
Oh. The tacos. We had tacos. Sauerkraut.
So that's it, huh? You think they'll make it?
I think so. Besides, we'll be back every week to check in through the podcast, and maybe over time, we can help make the whole scene down there better in our own special, lawsome kind of way, like Mike, Aaron, and Jess are doing.
I think you're right, man. Now, let's get out of here. Let's go hang some stockings, light a menorah, smoke a Yule log.
Drink enough eggnog to fall through this cloud.
Jake, Paul, let's get out of here.
Happy holidays to all,
and an awesome good night. A Lawsome Christmas Carol, presented by Consult Webs, featured the voice talents of Mike Whalen, Erin Levine, Jess Birkin, David Kempston, Jared Correa, Kat Moon, Michael Simon, Paul Julius, and Jacob Sanders. It was produced, written, scored, and directed for audio by Jacob Sanders. Visit thelawsomepodcast.com to subscribe, rate, and review the show. Until next time, stay lawsome.